This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that Turkey has agreed to a five-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. Pence made the announcement at a news conference Thursday after more than 4 hours of talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for everyone involved.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces began attacking Kurdish forces after Trump had ordered U.S. troops out of the area last week. Turkey's foreign minister said his country only agreed to pause its attacks and would only end the operation if all Kurdish fighters were out of a 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Donald Trump's properties in the state of Florida. In making the announcement on Thursday, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the selection of the Doral Resort because defended the site selection from immediate criticism that Trump would personally benefit from hosting the major event. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said that the selection of the president's personal property is exploiting his office and making U.S. official government decisions for his personal financial gain. This is VOA News. The White House acknowledged Thursday that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate the Democratic National Committee and the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Later, Mick Mulvaney reversed his earlier comments and said that President Trump had never required Ukraine to investigate anything in exchange for foreign aid. European Union leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes before lawmakers on Saturday. But as Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, opposition parties are already saying they won't.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson clinched a last-minute Brexit divorce deal on Thursday, one he and European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker claim works for Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland's border issue.
This is a fair, a balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions.
Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, though, said it could not support the latest agreement. Johnson insists the new offer ticks the boxes for all parties.
It's a reasonable, fair outcome and reflects the large amount of work that's been undertaken by both sides.
The Prime Minister will face a vote on his new deal in a deeply divided parliament on Saturday. Johnson needs at least 318 votes to be certain of victory in the 650-seat parliament.
That's Lauren Anthony. And New York City has voted to close the infamous Rikers Island jail complex. AP's Mike Grazia reports.
New York City's City Council has voted to close the Rikers Island jail complex and replace it with four smaller jails. The plan calls for Rikers to shutter by 2026. The smaller jails will be located closer to the city's main courthouses in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens. The plan that will cost more than $8 billion is supported by Mayor Bill de Blasio and other Democrats. With falling crime rates, the number of people incarcerated in the city on a daily basis has dropped from a high of about 22,000 in 1991 to about 7,000 today. I'm Mike Grazia.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.